الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد Continuing with العقيدة الواسطية وشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله Before we continue with today's lesson, which is إثبات الوجه لله سبحانه, affirmation of a face for Allah, the mighty and majestic, which is an attribute of His self as befitting His majesty, I asked the brothers and likewise the sisters a question yesterday pertaining to the hadith that was referred to by Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah when he said kama fil hadith, as comes in the hadith, and this is when we were discussing that al-ityan wal maji al-mudaf ilayhi subhanahu naw'an mutlaq wa muqayyad, that coming that is ascribed to Allah is of two types, mutlaq, absolute and unrestricted, that's the first type, and muqayyad, that which is specified and restricted. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he gave an example of that which has been restricted and explained. He said, as comes in the hadith, حَتَّى جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْخَيْرِ, until Allah Azza wa Jal tabaraka wa ta'ala, He gives good and He bestows mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal, He comes with good or He comes with mercy. But that hadith, as we said, some of the people of knowledge, بعد بحثٍ, after some research, mentioned that they did not find it in any of the reference sources of hadith with that wording. And I said, وَيُغْنِي عَنْ ذَلِكَ, alhamdulillah, there's an authentic hadith that suffices us with a similar meaning but a different wording. Did anyone manage to find the hadith which is sahih, which is authentic? Tafadhal, na'am. Na'am. نعم الحمد لله هذا دليل وهذا غير الذي وجدته أنا كذلك ما شاء الله the brother brought one proof the hadith of Hudhayfa which is other than the hadith that I found نعم and there are other proofs the one I found is in al-Bukhari hadith number 3622 وإذا الخير ما جاء الله به من الخير والثواب الصدق the good is what Allah Azza wa Jal gives us. So we see in this hadith, وَإِذَا الْخَيْرِ مَا جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, that which Allah Azza wa Jal gives us of good, or that which Allah Azza wa Jal comes with of good. نعم. But as the brother, he mentioned the hadith of Hudhayfa with a similar wording. But that hadith الَّذِي أَشَارَ إِلَيْهِ ابْنُ الْقَيْمِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ, some of the scholars, they have said, they did not find it with that wording. However, that which suffices us is the hadith, as I mentioned to you in Al-Bukhari, when the Prophet mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا الْخَيْرِ مَا جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. نعم. Anyway, continuing with today's lesson, then today's lesson is إثبات الوجه لله سبحانه, affirmation of a face for Allah تبارك وتعالى. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentions a number of proofs here. وقوله and his saying ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام and the face of your Lord full of majesty and honor will abide forever Surah Ar-Rahman verse number 27 ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام and the face of your Lord full of majesty and honor will abide forever. The second ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Everything will perish save his face. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Except, save his face. Moving on to the explanation of الشيخ العلامة صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. He said, هذه الآية جاءت بعد قوله تعالى. This verse, it comes after the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, كل من عليها فان. Everything upon the earth will perish. Everything upon the earth will perish. يخبر تعالى أن جميع أهل الأرض سيذهبون ويموتون ولا يبقى أحد سوى وجهي الكريم. This verse comes after the saying of Allah, كل من عليها فان. Everything on the earth will perish, will disappear. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. And the face of your Lord will remain, will abide forever, full of majesty and honor. Allah informs that everything on the earth will perish and die, and none will remain except His noble face, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the benefit, Ikhwan, with regards to that ayah, as mentioned by Al-Sheikh Salih, Al-Sheikh Habidahullah, is that some of the Salaf mentioned, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ, if you recite it, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان, everything upon the earth will perish. فَلَا تَسْكُتْ, do not pause, do not remain silent, حَتَّى تَقْرَأَ, until you recite, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So do not stop there, rather continue and recite, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will abide forever. A. تصل بين الآية الأولى والآية الثانية. That you connect the first verse with the second verse. A. So you recite, كل من عليها فان, everything upon the earth will perish and come to an end. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. And the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will abide forever. And the reason for this is because كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ, everything upon the earth will perish. لَيْسَ مِمَّا يُمْدَحْ, that in itself is not something that is praised. وَإِنَّمَا أُرِيدْ بِالْآيَةِ مَا هُوَ حَمْدٌ وَثَنَاءٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the intent of the verse is to praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. بِكَوْنِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, to praise Allah with mentioning that everything will come to an end. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, but the face of Allah Azza wa Jal will abide forever. ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And the Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, حَبِذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, again, وَقَوْلُهُ, and he's saying, يعني نختار إن شاء الله حتى نكمل هذا الباب والباب الذي بعده بإذن الله إثبات اليدين لله. We'll summarize inshallah from the explanation so that we can finish hopefully today, if Allah wills, this chapter, affirmation of a face for Allah, and also the next chapter, affirmation of two hands for Allah Azza wa Jal. The saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, كل شيء هالك, everything will perish. أي كل من في السماء وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ سَيَذْهَبُونَ وَيَمُوتُونَ. Meaning, everything in the skies and everything upon the earth will come to an end and die. إِلَّا وَجْهًا, except his face. منصوب على الاستثناء. وَهَذَا إِخْبَارٌ بأنه الدائم الباقي الذي تموت الخلائق ولا يموت. And that portion right there, if you go back to the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, it's the same as what you find in Ibn Kathir. Remember, Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned that a lot of the tafsir that he relies upon in this book is taken from the tafsir of al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah. So this informs us that Allah Azza wa Jal, He will remain and abide forever. And the creation will come to an end. The creation, all of the creation will die. But Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the ever living and He does not die. الشاهد من الآيتين. The point of these two verses, why they were mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah في هذا الكتاب, in this book, أَنَّ فِيهِمَا إِثْبَاتُ الْوَجْهِ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ, is that they contain affirmation of the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. They contain affirmation of the face of Allah. And remember, إخوان, الوجه معناه معلوم, لكن كيفيته مجهولة. We do not know how the face of Allah Azza wa Jal is. And that is why Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentions, رحمه الله تعالى, he said, فإن حاول أحد أن يتصور هذه الكيفية بقلبه أو أن يتحدث عنها بلسانه قلنا إنك مبتدع ضال. He said, if someone was to try and imagine how this face of Allah Azza wa Jal is with their heart, or they were to try and speak about how with their tongue, then we would say to them, you are a misguided innovator. We would say to them, you are a misguided innovator. Why? We affirm a face for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as befitting His Majesty, but there is nothing like Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ وَهُوَ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ الذَّاتِيَةِ فَوَجْهٌ عَلَى حَقِيقَتِهِ يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ. The face of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is from the attributes of His self, befitting His Majesty. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. There is nothing like Allah. لَا كَمَا يَزْعُمَ مُعَطِّلَ الصِّفَاتِ أَنَّ الْوَجْهُ لَيْسَ عَلَى حَقِيقَتِهِ. Not like those who deny Allah's attributes claim that it is not really a face. مُعَطِّلَ الصِّفَاتِ, those who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, they claim that it is not really a face. وَإِنَّمَا الْمُرَادُ بِهِ الذَّاتِ أَوِ الثَّوَابِ أَوِ الْجِهَةِ أَوْ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ وَهَذِهِ تَأْوِيلَاتٌ بَاطِلَ مِنْ وُجُوهَ. And the Mu'attila, they claim that wajh here, it is referring to that, Allah's self or essence, or reward or direction or other than that. وَهَذَا بَاطِلٌ. إخوان هذا باطل وهذه تأويلات باطلة من وجوه. الشيخ الفوزان said, this is false and rejected metaphorical interpretation, and it is rejected due to a number of reasons. It is rejected due to a number of reasons from them. And he mentions, he said, أنه جاء عطف الوجه على الذات. We find in some of the proofs mention of the that of Allah, Allah's self or essence, along with mention of Allah's face, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like that comes in the hadith, أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم. I seek refuge with Allah the Most Great and His noble face. And His noble face. So look, أعوذ بالله العظيم, I seek refuge with Allah the Most Great. وبوجهه الكريم, and His noble face. Is that clear, Ikhwan? That Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is mentioned, and also His face is mentioned. Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wal'atf yaqtadi al-mughayara. And face being mentioned along with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here, ay al-dhat, necessitates that the two are different. That al-wajh here does not mean al-dhat. Wa minha, another reason why the metaphorical interpretation of the mu'attil is rejected, أنه أضاف الوجه إلى الذات. That Allah Azza wa Jalla تبارك وتعالى, He attached the word face to Himself تبارك وتعالى by saying, وجه ربك, the face of your Lord. The face of your Lord. ووصف الوجه بقوله, and He described His face تبارك وتعالى ذو الجلال والإكرام. He described His face as being full of majesty and honor. How do we know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is describing His face here and not Himself? How do we know that? How do we know from that ayah that Allah Azza wa Jalla is describing His face with al-jalal wal-ikram and not describing His that? Fadl Muhammad. Idris, Ya Muhammad, Abdul Majid, you can help your friend, brother.
لأن الاسم وجه مرفوع وذو مرفوع فأنه نافي وجه.
طيب.
If it was referring to a that, then it would be مجرور because of.
أحسنت. نعم. If you look at the ayah again, Ikhwan, showing the importance of attending the Arabic classes and learning Arabic. Because you know that here the two words al-jalal wa ikram, majesty and honor, is describing the face of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How do you know that? It's clear. Anyone who studies the Arabic language, it is clear to him. Why? Because here the word dhu is marfu'. The word dhu here is marfu'. How do we know it's marfu', Muhammad? Abdul Majid, how do we know who is marfu'?
Wow.
Why? Why is it wow?
That's what makes marfu'.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Tafaddal. Ijlis. Where's the dhamma? Somebody else. Tafaddal. Naam, min al asma' al khamsa. Naam. It is from al-asma al-khamsa. Look, the benefit of learning the Arabic language. The origin, al-alamat al-asriya, to know something is marfu', like for example, Muhammadun kabir. Muhammad is big. Or Muhammad is old. Muhammadun is marfu'. How do you know it's marfu'? The dhamma. Muhammadun. So al-alamat al-asriya is dhamma. However, you have some words, like al-asma al-khamsa, there's a different rule. For example, ja'a abuka. Your father has arrived. Abuka, he is marfu', fa'il marfu'. How do you know it's marfu'? The wow. Niyabatan ani dhamma. Abdul Majid, you did not say that, brother. Ijlis, habidakullah. And those five nouns, the i'rab is slightly different from other nouns. That's why they're known as al-asma al-khamsa. Five nouns that the ruling with regards to i'rab is slightly different. Ja'a abuka ra'aytu abaka marartu bi abika. So Abdul Majid, what's the alamat al-nasb in al-asma al-khamsa? Alamat al-nasb, Abdul Malik. Ijlis. Tafaddal. Somebody else, Abdul Malik, in Abdul Malik. Fadal.
Alif.
Alif, na'am. The Alif. What about Alamat al-Jarh is what? The Ya, na'am. So we know that here, wa yabqa wajhu. Wajh here, فاعل مرفوع. It's مرفوع because you know of the ضم. It's مضاف. رب is مضاف إلي. So therefore, to be a description of what, it has to be مرفوع. ذو is مرفوع. So therefore, it is a must that ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال, that the description here is of the face, because the وجه is مرفوع and ذو is مرفوع. In order for it to be a description of Allah Azza wa Jal, what would it have to be without screaming out? How would it have to be recited? I've given you the answer in the build up to this. Shams. Huh? Ijlis. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hanif. The. It would have to be وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ دِلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Why would it have to be recited as thee? Why? Hassan.
No. Majroor.
What's majroor? Mustafa, who else is in book 2 class?
Ahmad.
Why? Fadal. Rab, what about it?
Because it's Rabbi.
Which is what? Naam, it's majroor. Why is it majroor? Why is Rab majroor here? Muhammad. Naam, it's mudaf ilay wa yabqa wajhu rabbika. Naam, look at the principles. Ikhwan, that's, if you study book 1 wa atqantahu and you mastered it, if you study book 1 alone and you mastered book 1 and book 2, because now here you have some af'al, so you need to know the fi'l and the fa'il. If you mastered book 1 and you mastered book 2, you would know everything I'm talking about. You would understand everything. Importance of taking some time, sitting and studying Arabic. That's why the Arabic lessons, they should be mal'an, they should be full. The Arabic lessons should be full. Why? Because look, we're using qawa'id and nahu, the principles of the Arabic language, and when you understand those principles, the things become clear. Even as a response of the innovators and the mubtadi'a. And one of the things that the innovators, they try to use is the language. But even in the language, أهل السنة ولله الحمد أهل السنة يبطلون أباطلهم بالحجة والبرهان. The people of the Sunnah refute their falsehood with proofs and evidences, even from the language. That's why a person of the Sunnah should also be mutamakkin in nahu, in Arabic grammar. Don't listen to those people that say to you, don't worry about grammar. Don't worry about reading Quran properly. هذا هوى والعياذ بالله. نعم. So we know that Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when He said, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and the face of your Lord full of majesty and honor. Majesty and honor, descriptions for His face, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the face of your Lord full of majesty and honor will abide forever. Alhamdulillah, will suffice with that, Ikhwan. Also, Shaykh al-Fawzani did mention, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ لا يعرف في لغة أمة من الأمم أن وجه الشيء بمعنى ذاته. He said it's not known in the language of any people that the word وجه is referring to, it means that. It is not known about from any language that the word وجه, face, is means a that, essence or self. Again, Ikhwan, these people, the mu'attila wal'iyadu billah, their problem is what? That they make tashbih first. They resemble Allah to the creation first and foremostly, and they try and run away from that. And that leads them to deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ahl al-Sunnah, they don't have this problem because they say there's nothing like Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah said He has a face, we affirm for Allah a face. Allah Azza wa Jal says He has the attribute of hearing, we affirm for Allah the attribute of hearing. Allah said He has the attribute of seeing, we affirm for Allah the attribute of seeing. Allah said He has the attribute of love, we affirm for Allah the attribute of love. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says He has the attribute of a rida, pleasure, we affirm for Allah the attribute of pleasure. Allah affirmed for Himself the attribute of irada, will, we affirm for Allah the attribute of will. We affirm all of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we say, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Allah Azza wa Jal, تَوَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. And ikhwan, those who deny the attribute of face, the attribute of face for Allah Azza wa Jal, تَوَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, they're in danger that they may be deprived in the hereafter of seeing the face of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah protect us from that. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless us all to look at His face in the Akhirah. Who can quote for me the hadith, ikhwan, about the believers when they are in Jannah and seeing the face of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Fadl ya Mustafa. يعني نص الحديث إذا استطعت.
إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة.
نعم the hadith إخوان look at the beautiful hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said عن سهيب عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة when the people of paradise they enter paradise may Allah bless us all with paradise. قال يقول الله تبارك وتعالى Allah the blessed and most high, he will say, تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Do you want more that I will give you a bestow upon you? Do you desire more that I will bestow upon you? فَيَقُولُونَ the people of paradise, they will say, أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضُ وُجُوهَنَا have you not already made our faces white? أَلَمْ تُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ have you not entered us into paradise and saved us from the hellfire? قَالْ فَيَكْشِفَ الْحِجَابِ and then Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove the screen, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And they have not been given anything more beloved to them than looking at their Lord, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. نعم.